Start again from the end of Kuf Amud Beis. Right, the third to last line, the end of the line. Right, so we had a machlekes. Oysam b'nei Adam shekitchu b'beis haknesses. When they used to have a meeting in those days, they made kiddush in shul. So those people that heard this kiddush that was made in shul, so Amar Av yidei yayin lo yotzu yidei kiddush yotzu. They were not yotzu the bracha of Bar Pei Agafen. And like we explained yesterday, the reason why they weren't yotzu the bracha of Bar Pei Agafen is because there's a halacha called Shinu Makam Tzarech Levarech. If you make a bracha in one place and then you change places, so then it's mafsek the first bracha and it requires a new bracha. So even though they heard Bar Pei Agafen in Shul, and even though they were technically yotzu the Bar Pei Agafen in Shul, but now that they changed places, so they lost that bracha, now they need to make a new bracha. So yidei yayin liyatzu means that the bracha that they heard in shul on wine is not going to potter the wine that they drink in their house.
Is this what we hold, that shinui makam is not yaitze? Or
we hold,
I know it's a big sugya, no?
Right, we hold shinui makam tzarech levarech, but we hold it depends which bracha is, which we're going to get to in today's, because there's another mandama which we didn't speak about yet, which we're going to get to in today's Gemara. That it depends which brachas we're talking about. Are we talking about Shahakal or Adama, or we're talking about Mezainis and Amoitzi, which we'll see in more in today's Gemara.
And what if he had in mind that he wants to be into the bracha of Yain now and continue
so,
it on?
So having in mind also, we'll get to that today, having in mind helps sometimes, not other times. We'll see when we get to today. I mean, on a Shahakal or something like that, it Pashas does not work. But on Hamoitzi, you don't even need it, like we'll see today, but it's definitely more l'chatchila. And we'll see that there are differences that sometimes having in mind will make enough communion. That means without having in mind, you will need a new bracha, and with having in mind, you don't need a new bracha. We'll get to all of that in Mitzvah. It's going to be much of the sugya on Amud Beis is going to be about Shina Makam and going into tomorrow's daf. Then Yidei Kiddush also, but Yidei Kiddush Yatsu, says Rav, but they were Yatsu Kiddush, that means when they come home they don't have to make Kiddush again. And the reason why they don't have to make Kiddush again is because they don't hold that there's a Chiyuv of Kiddush B'Makam Suda. You have to hear Kiddush on Shabbos, but it doesn't necessarily have to be B'Makam Suda. So if I heard it in Shul, Zolzayin, I heard it in Shul, it's not the place where I'm meeting, but fine, I was Yatsu Kiddush already. So according to Rav, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu, just Yidei Yayin LeYatsu. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, Af Yidei Kiddush LeYatsu, that not only were they not Yotze the Hagafen because of Shini Makim, they weren't Yotze Kiddush either because he holds Kiddush B'Makim Suda. And like we explained yesterday, Rashbam says one of two reasons why you have to have a Kiddush B'Makim Suda, either because it says the Karas of the Shabbos, Einig, the Karas of the Shabbos is referring to Kiddush, Einig is referring to the Suda, the how you're Ma'anig the Shabbos, so the Karas of the Shabbos and the Einig have to go hand in hand, they have to be together, the Kiddush has to be together with the Suda. Or it's Tama Svara, once Chazal or Mestakin, that Kiddush shouldn't be Stama freestanding bracha, it should be Ala Kais, so Mestama wasn't a random kais. The stomach was the kais of the wine that you're being kaveya suda on. If that's the case, so then misvar that the kiddush has to be b'makam suda. Elo l'rav. So memel according to Shmuel, afi de kiddush layotzu. So according to Rav, who holds that they were already Yotze Kiddush in Shul, so Lamali L'Kiddusha Bebeise, so why are you, that was the minig, everybody made Kiddush again at home, what was the point? You were already Yotze Kiddush. Teretz is Kidei La'Yotze Bonav B'nei Beise. Very nice, you heard Kiddush in Shul, but your family didn't hear Kiddush in Shul, your wife, your daughters, your little kids that didn't go to Shul, so to be mighty them, you have to make Kiddush again. So it means the Kiddush that you're making at home is a regular Kiddush of Arvus. It's not a Kiddush that you're doing to be mighty yourself. You yourself already Yotze. But because we have a halacha of Arvus, that even though you were already Yotze Mitzvah, you could still repeat it again to be mighty other people. So that's why you're making Kiddush at home, to be mighty your family. Ushmuel, Lama Lidu Kiddush Veknisha. According to Shmuel, the opposite is Shver. Why are they making Kiddush in Shul? According to Shmuel, you're not Yaita because he holds you have to make Kiddush for Makam Suda. So what's the point of making Kiddush in Shul in the first place? La'afuki archim yidei chevasan. The answer is because there were guests in the Shul and you were coming to be mighty them, the achlu v'shasu v'ganu v'beknisha, because those guests, it used to be common in those days that they used to have guests that used to stay by the shul itself. They used to eat and drink in the shul. They used to sleep in the shul. So for them, it's definitely b'makam suda. And therefore, for them, to be mighty them, that's why I make kiddush in shul. Based on this, if the Rishonim say that where there's no minig to have guests in shul, where there's no guests that eat in shul, which is most of us, many Rishonim say that there's no point to making kiddush in shul, it's a bracha batal, because you're not being mighty to anybody. And that's why many shuls have the minig. Some still keep the old minig because they go with once the minig was established, the minig was established. But many shuls have the minig not to make kiddush in shul, and the reason is because the whole reason why they make kiddush in shul is only to be mighty to the archim. We don't have such a mitzvah that archim sit and eat in shul. So for us, there's no point in making kiddush in shul.
Why is it not a bracha batala for those who do it?
So for those who do it, it's a good question why it's not a bracha batala. And that's what all the Rishonim who say not to do it ask, that it's a bracha batala. So either they say that it was an established minig, so now it became like part of Dabba Kilu, they were misakin it, so it's not levatala then. Or I know that, say, there's some places that are machbid to have a kid doing it. So if a kid, he's an altschinuch, and he ladavke has the chiyuv of kiddush b'makom suda because his chiyuv is only altschinuch. So I know places have a minig to have a kid doing it. The ones that have somebody who's already bar mitzvah doing it, I'm not sure how they answer that. But this is goof of the reason why most Rishonim say taka not to do it. Goof because it's a bracha batala. But maybe there was always archim. It sounded like it was fairly common in those days. That's what the archim used to eat in shul. In Yerushalayim, you go there, in Zichra Moshe, you still have such a musaf even not a Yom HaZeh. You'll always find archim eating there. The people eating there. People sleeping there.
On a Thursday night too.
Yeah. Correct. Every day of the week. But in most of our shuls we don't have such a musig anymore. Okay. Says the Gemara, v'az the Shmuel the time may. This Shmuel over here is the Shitosai. The Shmuel who says that you're not Yaitze Kiddush by the kiddush that they made in Shmuel, that's the shitasa. The Amar Shmuel and kiddush on Makam Suda. Like we said before, Shmuel holds that you could only be yaitze kiddush by Makam Suda. Now, parenthetically, by Makam Suda, pashtus means by Makam that you hear hamaitzi. The question is with mezainis. And then, to make a long story short, that's why usually Friday night everybody's makbid dafka to have hamaitzi and nothing else. That's why we don't usually find this concept of people making kiddush Friday night before coming home, because it's really not so possible that you could do such a thing. Shabbos day is the bigger question. Shabbos day, most of Klal Yisrael, it's a halacha minhag to have kiddush Shabbos day. The question is, what happened to kiddush b'makom suda? So Shabbos day, there's already more that are makel on the fact that kiddush b'makom suda could be with mezainis also, and we rely on that by Shabbos day. There is the ashit of the gain, so those who go with the psakim of the gain all the time, he was makbin not to make kiddush even Shabbos day unless he made amaitzi, and they will taka not eat whatsoever. However, there's a third shita which a lot of people use nowadays. Ramesha has a chiddush. The Ramesha holds that there's two reasons to make kiddush. You're not allowed to eat without kiddush, and then you have to be yaitzechi of kiddush. So he wants to split the two. If you make kiddush b'makom suda, shalai b'makom suda, sorry, you're not yaitzeh, you're chiyuv of kiddush, but you are allowed to eat because the maisa you heard kiddush. So many people rely on that, and they'll listen to kiddush to eat by a kiddush, but nonetheless they'll be machmer to say not to be yaitzeh, that they weren't yaitzeh kiddush, and they'll make kiddush again when they get to their suda at home. If you're Hasidic, you do that anyway, because the Kiddush should be by the Suda, even though you were Yotze Kiddush already. But many people rely on this Ramoshan, and by Shabbos day, they make a Tziruf. First of all, according to Shem Rishonim, you're Yotze Kiddush from Makom Suda with Mizainis, and even if not, you have this Ramosha who says that you're allowed to eat, you just have to make Kiddush again. So as long as you make Kiddush again, you're fine.
There's a big difference, though, about like your second kiddush that you make at home. Like the first sheet of the mezainis, you're done. You shouldn't
have, right. The first sheet you don't have to make.
Unless you're being mighty.
Yeah, 100%. Like the first sheet you talk, don't have to make it. And some people talk, don't. Some people, if they hear a kiddush, I know people like that.
It could be a bracha levatala if you do.
No, because it's just
agavim. It's a bracha.
By day.
All right. Because it's just
all you're making is agavim. So agavim you're allowed to make anyway.
Right. So you make the agavim anyway.
But I know people who taka don't make another kiddush if they make kiddush in shul, because if they hold lechatchila you're yotze kiddush makom suda like those poskim with mezainis, so then anachem you don't have to make again. But the chassidim anyway make again, and those who want to be machmer like the gra and use her meisha, they make again.
And kiddush makom suda means even like if you made earlier at home and then you're gonna have the suda later. That's called makom suda or not?
Well, if you didn't eat mezainis, then it's not makom suda.
Or even if you ate mezainis, but it's not.
But if you hold that mezainis is not enough to be called makom suda, right?
So,
yeah. And lechadam, so then it doesn't help it.
Would make again
because it was hafzik, yeah. Right. So this Shmuel is the shitasai that he holds ain't kiddush elav makom suda. So the Gemara wanted to say, how do you mean bias le bias? That when is there a problem if your mom is going from one house to another house? Right, you like in our case, you made Kiddush and Shul, and now you're going home. So then, ain't Kiddush Elva Makam Suda, so you weren't Yotze with the Kiddush and Shul. I've Makam Makam Bechad Besa, but if you're going from one place to another place in the same house, with meaning to say, let's say you made Kiddush in the first floor, the ground floor, and then you went upstairs to the aliyah, to the attic, to have your suda, or let's say you made it in one room and now you go to another room, so loy, so then it's not a problem since it's all within the same house. That's okay. That's called kiddush makom suda. However, Rabbana bat Achlifa said zimin sagi and hava ki'im lekam de Shmuel. Many times I was standing by Shmuel v'nachas me'igra la'ara. He went downstairs from the roof, which was, those days they had flat roofs, it was very common for them to do things on the roof, to eat on the roof. But he went to, so even if he was sitting upstairs on the roof, he went down first, and then he was Makadosh, he didn't make Kiddush upstairs and then go down, because he was Choshed that the Kiddush has to be Mamash B'Makam Suda, that even B'Makam B'Makam in the same bias, he didn't want to be Seimachan, and therefore he went downstairs first, and only then did he make Kiddush. So over here, we'll discuss it much more when we get to Shina Makom Tzarech Levarech. But over here, the Paiskim, like what we mentioned before, over here the Paiskim say that when in Mimakom Lamakom within the same house, then having in mind is already a lot better. And when we get to Shina Makom by Brachas, we'll see more of that. The Akhar of Huna says the Gemara, Rav Huna as well, Sabar Ein Kiddush Elav Makom Suda. He also holds of this halacha of Ein Kiddush Elav Makom Suda. Why? The Rav Huna Kaddish, because Rav Huna one time made Kiddush, the Akhar Lashraga, and then the candles of that room went out, it was dark. The Ayla Lamani Lebe Gidinei De Rabba Beray, so he had to bring his Kalim into where the Chuppah of the Chasana, or whatever, Shavarach, is something of the Simcha of his son Rabba, which he wasn't planning on eating there, but he just switched because it got dark where he was. The Havashrag was, so there was lights over there. V'kaddish, and he made Kiddush again. V'toy midi, and he ate. So why did he make Kiddush again? He already made Kiddush in the other room. Teretz is because he holds that you have to make Kiddush in the Rav Suda, and since he didn't start eating in his first place, he wasn't yet to that Kiddush, so he had to make Kiddush again. The Af Rabba, the Amakasavar, so it must be he holds Ein Kiddush Elav Makom Suda. The Af Rabba Savar, and Rabba as well holds Ein Kiddush Elav Makom Suda. The Amar Abaye says, Ki Avina Beimar, when I was by my Rebbe, Rabba, Ki Havi Mekadish, when he would make Kiddush, it used to be the Talmidim went to the Rebbe Friday night, and then they would go home later on to eat. So when we were by him, and he made Kiddush, Amar Lam, he used to tell us, to Imam Midi, make sure you eat something. So you would be Yotzei Kiddush, because Dilma, because maybe Adas Lisalo Shpiza, maybe by the time you get home, Misakalu Shoraka, the candles will already be out. V'loy Mekadosh Zechu Bebeis Achila, and you're not going to be able to make Kiddush over there. Or be Kiddush Dahacha, and with the Kiddush over here, Lenafkisu, you weren't Yotzei because you didn't eat. Then Kiddush on Makam Suda, and it's going to come out that you're not being Yotzei Kiddush. So make sure you eat over here. So this way, if by the time you get home, you're not going to be able to make Kiddush there, at least you already were Yotzei with the Kiddush over here because you made Kiddush and you ate. So you have a Kiddush from Makam Suda over here. So we see.
Did you say this was Friday night?
This was Friday night.
But I thought you said we don't make.
No, so we don't make with mezaynus, but maybe he meant to say timu midu means
amaytu. He meant ma'ush had amaytu.
Yeah.
Sit down
and wash.
Suda already.
Right. So sit down and be kaveh suda.
Okay.
So we see all these amarim passing like Shmuel kiddush v'makom suda. And therefore, the Pesachim say, even though normally when we have a machlekes rav and Shmuel, so the normal klal is we pass him like Rav by Issa v'Heter, and we pass him like Shmuel v'Dinu Mamanis. So over here, we should really pass him like Rav that you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. But Hayos, we see all these other Amoraim, Rav Huna and Rabba, that all held that you like Shmuel that you do need Kiddush Makom Suda. So that's how we pass on Halacha Maisa that you do need Kiddush Makom Suda. Frankly, Mar Eni, is this so that Rabba passed him like Rav? like Shmuel. In fact, the Marv Abai didn't Abai once say, "Call me the Mar." Everything that Rabba did, have other Kirav, he always did like Rav. Bad Mahane class with three exceptions. The other Kishmul that he did like Shmuel. What were the three exceptions? Matir Mebeg Lebeged. There's a Machalikas Rav and Shmuel. If you're allowed to untie, let's say you have an old pair of tzitzis, and you want to take off the strings from that Beged and put it onto a newer Beged, if you're allowed to do that or not. Rav held also, Shmuel held it was mutter, and he was makel like Shmuel to hold matir and beggar the beggar. You can take the tzitzis off of one beggar and put them onto another beggar. Psak number two, madlikim min ner l'ner. By ner Chanukah, there's a shayla if you're allowed to light one, let's say the third night, and you're lighting three ners. Are you allowed to light the second and the third ner with the first ner, or do you have to use a separate non kaddishtik ner to light it like we do with the shamish? So he again, Rav held it was aser to light miner l'ner, and Shmuel held it was mutter, and Rav passed like Shmuel that madlika miner l'ner. And halacha number three, v'halacha of Rav Shimon ben Gera, the famous machlokes by Dabar Shem Miskaven on Shabbos, if you're dragging a bench and you might end up making a charitz, digging a little bit in the ground by doing so. So Rav paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that Dabar Shem Miskaven is aser. Shmuel paskin like Reb Shimon that Dabar Shem Miskaven is mutter, and Rabu was makel like Shmuel to pass like Reb Shimon that Dabar Shem Miskaven is mutter. The time, like we learned in the Brisa, Reb Shimon Eimer, Geir Adam, a person could drag on Shabbos, meet a bed, kisei a chair, v'sasal or a bench b'Shabbos, u'v'bashal v'iskaven, las his charetz, as long as he's not being miskaven to dig into the ground. So even though it might end up happening, as long as it's not miskaven, and also, by the way, not a psik ratio. So then we pass him like Reb Shimon that Dabar Shem Miskaven is mutter. So bottom line, if this is the three places where Rava held like Shmuel, it's mashma everywhere else he passed him like Rav. So how could you say that Legabe Kiddush v'Makom Suda he passed him like Shmuel? And for the Gemara, Kachumri de Rav Hava Ovid, Kachumri de Rav Loi Hava Ovid. Abaya's klal was when Rav was lechumra. Whenever Rav was lechumra, so then Rabba was machmir like Rav, with the exception of these three cases that he was makel like Shmuel. Where Rav was the kula and Shmuel was the chumra, like over here by Kiddush v'Makom Suda, Rav says you don't need Kiddush v'Makom Suda, and Shmuel says you do need Kiddush v'Makom Suda, so where Shmuel's the chumra? So then it's possible that there was more cases that he held like Shmuel. That wouldn't be a chiddush that he went, that it was machmir like Shmuel. So kachumi de Rav Avavid, Rav used to do like all the chumras of Rav, kachumi de Rav Lo Avavid, but not necessarily like the kulus of Rav. So far that was the two shitas, that was Rav and that was Shmuel. Says the Gemara, third shita, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says Af Yedei Yayin Nami Yotzu. Rabbi Yochanan says when they made kiddush in shul, not only are they yotzei kiddush because you don't need kiddush in Makom Suda, but they were also yotzei by Rabbi Agafen. As the Rabbi Yechanan Tamei, and this is Rabbi Yechanan Shitasai, the Amr Rabbi Chanin, Amr Barabai, Amr Rabbi Das, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Echad Shina Yain, whether you changed wines, meaning you were in the beginning of the Suda, you were taking wine from one bottle, and then in the middle of the Suda, you start drinking wine from another bottle. So you might think, since it's a different type of wine, the Agafen on the first wine might not patter the second wine. So it says Rabbi Yechon, no, even though you changed wines, nonetheless, you don't need a new Agafen. Echad Shina Makom, or whether you changed places, Ein Tzarech Levar, you don't need to make a new Agafen. So Rabbi Yechon says Beferish that a Shini Makim is Ein Tzarech Levar. So Rabbi Yechon and Shita say, when you heard Kiddush and Shul, now, and you obviously you drank from the wine in Shul, otherwise you weren't Yaitse to the Bari Pregafen. But if you were Yaitse with the Bari Pregafen in Shul, even though you changed places and you came home, you don't have to make a new Agafen, because he holds Shini Makim Ein Tzarech Levar. Tfrakti Gemara Meitzvei. Shini Makim Tzarech Levar. Shini Yain Ein Tzarech Levar. It says in a brisa beferish that if you're mishana makim, you do have to make a bracha, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Shina yayin ein tzarech levarach. However, if you change wines, like we said before, from you were drinking in the beginning of the suda one type of wine, and then in the middle of the suda you start drinking a different type of wine, then ein tzarech levarach. Then that taka doesn't need a new hagafen. It might need a type of metiv based on the rules of a type of metiv, but it does not need a new hagafen. So we have a beferish and brisa that's a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan. We see clearly that a shini makim is tzarech levarach, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rabbi Idi Barabin, Kamei de Rabbi Chista, Rabbi Idi Barabin was sitting in front of Rabbi Chista, the Yosef Rabbi Chista Bekamer, and Rabbi Chista was saying over, Mishmei de Rabbi Huna, in the name of Rabbi Huna, Harde Amrit, shini makim tzarech levarach, that which you say that a shini makim requires a bracha, lo yishanu elami bayis lebayis. That's only if you're switching from one house to another house. You go into a different house, so then a shini makim needs a new bracha. Al makim lamakim, but from place to place in the same house, that would not need a new bracha. Now over here in the Rishonim, there's two girsois, and it's going to make a big nafkamina Allah alamaisa. The way we have a girsa is bias la bias, which means mamash two different buildings, then you need a new bracha. But makam makam, which on Amud Aleph, makam lamakam meant two places in the same house, but it's two separate rooms. Meaning you're going from one floor to another floor, or one room to the other room. Even that is Ein Tzarech Levarach. However, there was another girsa that was geiris, lo yishanu ela mimakam lamakam, avam mipina lapina, from corner to corner, means from one place to another place within the same room, then Ein Tzarech Levarach. So according to that second girsa, which is much more chomer, if you're switching rooms, even in the same house, is Tzarech Levarach. However, if you're within the same room, then it's Ein Tzarech Levarach. However, over here, Taisa speaks out, and this and many Rishonim hold like this halacha lemaisa, that even if you hold mimakim lemakim in the same house as Tzarech Levarach, that clearly, like we mentioned before, if you're going to have in mind a zikra Ein Tzarech Levarach. So if you make, I don't know, in your dining room a bracha, and you have in mind that you're planning to go out upstairs to your porch to eat a little bit, and you're planning that you're going to go to your basement and eat, as long as you had it all in mind b'shas the bracha, then it's clear everybody holds Ein Tzarech Levarach as long when it's in the same house. But when it's mibayis lebayis, even if you have it in mind, if it's something, we'll see which bracha soon, but if it's something that is subject to the rules of shini makim tzarech levarach, so then even if you had it in mind, it's not going to help, you're going to need to make a new bracha. Amalei Rav Idi Bar Avin, Rav Idi Bar Avin said, Hachi tanina lebe masnisen, de bei Rav Hinak, we had a braisa, by Bei Rav Hinnik, or Amidah ben Masnisa, the Bei Bar Hinnik, that his name wasn't Rav Hinnik, but rather Bar Hinnik. Kavosich, that the Mishnah, and the Baisa said, like you just said, that Leishan Olam Bais the Baisa, Makam the Makam Loi, again, based on the two Girsais, either Makam the Makam from two rooms in the same house, or like the second Girsa, Mipina and Lapina, from two places within the same room. The Eller of Huna affected Gemara Masnisa Kamashalon, so if there's a Beferish of Baisa, so what's Rav Huna coming to teach us? He's coming to tell us a din that we already know from the Braisa? So, Amphit the Gemara, Rav Huna, never heard the Braisa before, so he said over on his own, and he was Mechavim to the Braisa. Now, something the Rashbam takes issue with this line of the Gemara, because we find this all the time. Amaroyim, Braises were Baal Peh, they weren't written down. Amaroyim weren't Mechuyiv to know all the Braises. And even if the Amaroyim knew the Braises, the laymen, the regular people, for sure didn't know all the brises, and therefore it was normal for Amoraim to say over things that were said in brises. First of all, sometimes they said it on their own.
We would have said it over in the name of a brise.
Well, no? If he knew the brise, he may have.
Right, I'm saying if he knew it. So that's a rye that he didn't know here.
Okay, but the Rashbam sounds like he even without it, a lot of times if they said shir, they just said the facts without quoting the brises. The Rashbam says it's normal. The Gemara, we never find anywhere else the Gemara has a kasha. What is he telling us if it's a brise? If it's a brise, so either we assume that he didn't know it, or we assume that he wanted to say it over to let other people know. The Gemara never asks such a kasha usually, therefore the Rashbam takes it out. Yosef Rav Chista was sitting, we were saying before that Rav Chista said over this member in the name of Rav Huna that Mibayis Lebayis is a problem, but Mimakam is not a problem. So then he was sitting and saying over another halacha, and he said on his own, I mean, the first halacha was Vashem Rav Huna, the second halacha that he said on his own, Hode Amrit, that which we say, Shina Makam Tzarech Levarech, that if you're changed places, that requires you to make a new bracha, le'amara nele b'shinu she'ein tom bracha l'achareim. That's only a shinu by food that does not require a bracha l'achareim. Them coming in their place. So the way Rashi and Rashbam learn, Devarim she'ein tunim bracha l'achareim b'm koimim means anything that you would make a bayer nefashas on. It doesn't have a chash of a bracha l'achareina, so then the shinu makim is like a hefsek and you would need a new bracha. But anything that would need a me'in shalish, like the shivas aminim, and kol shkein if it needs berakas amazon, ain't tzarech levar. So since you need a bracha l'achareim b'mkayman, so when you move from place to place, al karchach, it's to eat more and to make another bracha l'achareina on that eating. So it's a hamshich. You can't say there's a hafsik, and therefore the same way it works for the bracha l'achareina is going to mele work for the bracha rishreina as well. So I will devour matunim bracha achreim b'kaimon. But anything that requires a bracha achreim b'kaimon ain tzarech levarech does not require a new bracha, even though you're mishana makim. My time, and what's the reason? The kiva kam mahadar. It's a continuation of the original kviyas, because since the original eating had a kviyas that wasn't over yet, because it requires a bracha achreim b'kaimon. So therefore, anything that I mamshach eating now continues on that original kriyas, and therefore it does not need a new bracha.
What do you mean, doing a bracha l'achareim b'mkayman? That means they got to go back to where they
So this is not clear. The Gemara and brachas, some learn like that literally, that you have to go back to the first place, because the Gemara and brachas taka has such a halacha that there are many times that you're taka mechuyiv to go back to the original place if you left the mezid without making a bracha in the first place, and you didn't have a mind to eat in another place, then you would have to go back to the first place. But it seems from Rashi that Rashi just understood what mekayman means, that that this achila requires a bracha chashuva. He doesn't make a big deal out of where you make the bracha. It just means to say that it requires a bracha chayna, and the achila is not finished until you make that bracha chayna. So this is all the sheet of Rashi and Rashbam. So according to Rashi and Rashbam, so anything that required a main shalish would not be a problem. But if that's the case, it's a little bit interesting, because we said before Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about wine. Wine requires a bracha main shalish. So according to what we're saying now, it should come out that by wine we should pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, that Yitaka Yoyita with the Kiddush and Shul, which is not the mashmoyis of the Gemara until now. Right, so the Rashbam really speaks out that the Gemara knew that Rabbi Yochanan said it across the board, because an Amayra has to be Mefarish's words much more than a Brisa, and we don't make a kimpis in what Amayra says. If Amayra didn't explain himself, didn't qualify a statement, he must have said it across the board. But however, many Rishonim are not happy with it, and they say because of that even a Me'ein Shalish is not considered a Bracha Achrayim B'Mkayman. The only thing that is either a Hamaiti where you have to bench. And they're misopic about maybe Mizainis as well, because Lamais it's still Dagon. But anything more than that, let's say Paris Eretz Yisrael or Paris of the Shivas Aminim or wine, even though they require a Bracha Main Shalos, nonetheless, Ashine Makim is Tzarech Levarach by them.
Wow.
Rib Sheshis Amar. So that was the first sheet of Rib Chista. Rib Sheshis disagrees. Rib Sheshis said, Echadzav Echadzav Tzarech Levarach, even though it's torn bracha achrayim b'mkayman, Nonetheless, it's not going to help. And if you mishana makim, you need to make a new bracha. They say, so on that, fact Gemara, b'nei chabura shayu masubim. If you have a group of people, and they were all eating together, masubim nishtais, they were leaning together to eat, the akru ragleim, lotzeis, and then they all got up to go out, likras chosin to meet a chosin, or likras kala, or to greet a kala, meaning there was a chosin that came by, so everybody left the middle of the suit to go out, greet their friend the chosin, or greet their friend the kala. So kishen yoytzim, as they leave, ain't tuna bracha l'mafreya. They don't have to make a bracha chreina, an after bracha, before they leave. And kishen chayzen, and when they come back, ain't tuna bracha l'chatchila. They don't need to make a new bracha rishayna before they continue eating. But medvamurim, when is this true? Shenichu sham zaken achela. That when they left, not everybody packed out of the room. At least somebody stayed by. We take Zakan Nechayla because if there's a Chasan Kala there, who's the people that are probably are not going to leave the thing? Somebody who's Zakan or Nechayla, which is too much of a Terkhala for them to leave, so they're the ones who usually stay behind. But it means that someone stayed behind. I'm sorry?
It's not Bedakka, it could be anybody.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not Bedakka, just like Orcha Denosa. I mean, someone stayed back, which like a Zakan Nechayla, which is more Mastab than if someone stayed back, that's who would stay back.
What about a woman who's not Nechayla on benches?
Well, one second. Women are mechuyev in benching midoraisa.
I meant the mezumin. Sorry.
But it's not halacha in zimun. It's halacha that the suit is still continuing.
So it could be anyone.
Yeah.
It could be a
10 year old. I don't know about ketana, but for sure. I mean, the pashtus is when they went out likras kala. Who went out likras kala? Probably ladies. It was probably a group of ladies, not men.
I hope so. Yeah.
Right. So halacha is true by ladies as well.
I guess, yeah. Good point.
Right, so when do we say that if they leave and they come back, they don't need a bracha chreina, bracha rishayna, shenichu sham zaken nechela? That's if they left someone behind and not everybody packed out of the suda. But if they didn't leave anybody behind, everybody packed out. So then, kishem yoytzin, when they leave, tunim bracha mafrei, they have to first make a bracha chorina, and kishem chayzer, when they come back, tunim bracha lechatchila, they need a new bracha b'shoyin to continue. So, mitetani akru aglaim, from the fact that the lashon of the b'raisa is, when the chasen came and the kala came and they went to greet them, they were akru raglaim, they were oikr something, mechlad the dvar matunim bracha chorina b'mkaimin, so they weren't just eating shackle things, they weren't just eating meat or drinking water, because if that's the case, then there's no akira. Since they don't need a bracha chreim b'mkayim in the first place, that's not called an akira. The whole kviyas to begin with, as soon as it was not a kviyas, as soon as they stop eating, it's over. So it's not like they uprooted something in the middle. The lashon of akira sounds like they were in the middle of a proper suda that had a kviyas that requires a bracha chreim b'mkayim on, and therefore it's considered an akira that they left. So, midiktanu akru raglayim, from the fact that the Brisa says akru raglayim michlal, that implies the bidvaram tunim bracha lachrayim b'mkayim askin. We're talking about things that require bracha lachrayim b'mkayim on. And nonetheless, v'taima de nichosham zakan echel, the only reason why before they leave they don't require bracha lachrayim, and before they come back they don't, when they come back they don't require a new bracha lachrayim, is only because not everybody left. But even though they were eating dvarm, if no one would have stayed back, we learned, so that's a kasher of chista, because you can make a kal v'chomer. If leaving and coming back at the same place, shter is your bracha. So shkolshken, going from one place to the other place, should share your bracha. Should for sure be a hafzik in your bracha that you should need to make a new bracha. And over here we're talking about, like we just proved, dvarim hatunim bracha chreim b'mkayim. So whatever that means, according to Rashi, Rashbam, it means things that you make at least the main shalosh, and according to Tosis, it means things that are out of dagon. And nonetheless, you have to make a new bracha. So we see that even those things, you have to make a new bracha, and you can't say, like Rav Chisda said, that you have to continue, that you could continue based on the fact that the kviyas is still there, and you don't need to make a new bracha. So whatever the Gemara, the Teretz is a little bit too long to go through today. The Gemara is going to, Mir Tashem, go through an Arichas to be Mitaritzes and go through otherwise. We'll finish off the Sugya Mir Tashem tomorrow. Okay.